Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. God in the highest I will sing and shout, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. I am standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promise that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear are saved, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. I am standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I now can see. Perfect, present cleansing in the blood for me. Standing in the liberty where Christ makes free. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. I am standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises, I cannot fail. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior is my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. I am standing on the promises of God. Praise God. Shalom, brethren. This is Pastor Albert Matimbe from Zimbabwe. May the good Lord bless you all. May he circumcise the hearts of the ears and the ears of all that shall hear the word of the truth. And truth is the quality or state of being true. Brethren, in the word of God we see reality. Christianity is a true religion. It is genuine. Hallelujah. Christianity leads to all us to the truth. What is Christianity? People may ask, and people may inquire, what is this Christianity that you are talking about? I can tell you, my brothers, that Christianity is an Abrahamic monotheistic religion based on the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. No doubt, Christianity is the world's largest and most widespread religion, with about 2.4 billion people, followers, comprising about 31.2% of the world's population. Christianity is more than a system of religion or belief. Jesus Christ, the founder of this Christian faith, the founder of Christianity, he was transfigured in the eyes of three witnesses, Peter, James, and John. Matthew, the scribe, recorded plainly what happened in a place called the Mount of Transfiguration. And in Matthew 17, verse 1 to 3, We can read together, brethren. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John and brought them up into a high mountain apart and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias, talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. And while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud came, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. This voice came from God. Brethren, let us not forget that Peter exhorted us to get established in the truth. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, the Apostle Peter, confirming the things that happened later, after the death of Jesus Christ, wrote a letter in AD 64, while in Rome. And this letter from Peter encourages believers to grow in Christ, and which is made possible by a proper knowledge of the gospel, God's word, which gives the promises necessary for obedience and can be totally relied upon, is revealing all truth and promises. On verse 19 of 2 Peter chapter 1, Peter said, We've also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do all well that you take it. It's unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Hallelujah, saints. I'm inspired to sing this song here. Shine on me, 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 the light of God. Shine on me, the light of God. Shine on me, 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 the light of God. Shine on me, the light of God. Shine on me. This light was seen at the Mount of Transfiguration. The light which I'm singing, that it should shine on me also today. Brethren, why did Peter write this letter? He did so in order for us not to get deceived. Take note that deceit comes in many forms, many ways. But truth comes in one form, the form of God. And another great apostle likened to Peter, his name Paul, while in a Roman prison, he wrote also a letter to the Ephesians, the Christians at Ephesus, around AD 61. And in Ephesus chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, he emphasized this point and fact that there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all. The writings of Peter and Paul outrightly dismisses the Catholic traditions and dogmas, which do confuse people, misleading them into believing the existence of more than one God. Yes, they believe in more than one God. these letters which Peter, Paul wrote disqualifies the Catholics and their sympathizers from real Christianity. Christianity should be left pure as a monotheistic religion, as I've said in the beginning, in my opening remarks, that Christianity is an Abrahamic monotheistic religion. In fact, back in the Old Testament, in Deuteronomy 6 verse 4, Moses, the great prophet and mighty deliverer, after completing his mission of delivering the Israelites from Egypt, from the iron fist of Pharaoh, and around 1410 BC, way back, he said in Deuteronomy 6 verse 4, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God." Brethren, it should be known to you also that Isaiah, another prophet who came on the scene years later, after Moses had died, and around 745 BC, while in Jerusalem, writing his letter primarily to the nation of Judah, oh yes, and also to all the surrounding nations, in Isaiah 42 verse 8, his letter regarding the Lord said, "I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images." Brethren, now tell me, what of the idols and images brought about by Catholicism and all those sympathizers of Catholic traditions? The idols and images of Mary and other saints that are being worshipped. What about them? Huh? Brethren, as I stand in the footsteps of Moses at Mount Sinai, Elijah at Mount Carmel, Isaiah in Jerusalem, let me give you a stern warning against idolatry. Run away from such. Don't worship the pictures and the personality of any man, mortal for that matter. No picture of any prophet should be worshipped. No, no, no. That's idolatry. God the Creator forbade Israel to do so. Let us remain truthful to our God, one and only, the true God, and nothing else. I take you to what Reverend William Branham said in 1957 on 7th March. He was inspired to preach a sermon entitled "God Keeps His Word," where he echoed these words I'm sharing with you in this devotion. He said in 1957, "We got a hero, that's the Holy Spirit, who came to teach us and guide us into all truth." Is that what he said he would do? Well, what is truth? Not oil, not blood, not this, not that. No, sir. The word is the truth. The Bible said so. Jesus said, "Father, sanctify them through the truth." The Holy Ghost will testify of the truth. Thy word is the truth. The word of God. Brethren, we are talking about the truth. Yes. We are focusing on truth and nothing else. With these few words for today, which we have said, which God really has allowed us to hear, let's consider this a devotion. May God bless you richly as we would meet again in the next session. God bless and be with you. Amen.